On Radio Jackie today, I'm speaking with Carol Marshall, who is the manager of Wimbledon Greyhound Welfare. Now, to start off with, can you tell us a bit about Wimbledon Greyhound Welfare and the work you do at Burnhill Kennels?
Yes, Wimbledon Greyhound Welfare has been in existence as an independent charity for about 15, 20 years now. But the actual site has hosted greyhound kennels 400 years since the 1920s. So they're solidly built, and obviously we're known in the area as the Hersham Hounds, although our charity name is Wimbledon Greyhound Welfare, because we used to be affiliated to the Wimbledon track, which was the nearest greyhound racing track at one time.
And how many retired racing greyhounds do you care for at any one time?
We have about 40 to 50, some out on home trial or foster, but as soon as we get spaces, we have a waiting list of dogs to come in. We always have a lot of dogs coming in and out of the door, really. We do a good homing record, between 100 to 150 a year, but obviously that's hard work. We have to make sure we get the right dog for the right home.
Now, I want to talk to you about these development plans. Tell us what you know. What's being planned? When's it scheduled for? What's going on?
Well, the first we knew about it was we heard from a third party, coincidentally over Christmas, that an application had gone through in the sense of an environmental impact assessment, which has gone through to the council on Christmas Eve. So we've had people obviously ringing up and asking about it and putting in their objections. But the next stage would be the planning application proper, which would obviously then we'd be looking for public support to object to the planning application, because it is flattening the site and basically railroading the greenbelt, the wildlife. The facilities would be required for new properties that are not here. It's a country road. It's used by the locals. Burwood Park is a big exclusive estate across the road. They like to walk their dogs here. People come with their families cycling. There's horse riding. It's a real country estate, really, and it has been for years. And it's a community area. We not only for the lane itself, which would of course be spoiled, but also for ourselves, for the kennels, for the field that's behind us that our dogs walk in. There's wildlife there. There's newts, there's badgers, there's tawny owls, there's bats, deer, foxes. There's everything, really. And it would be a shame to have that ruined, some 90-odd properties that we don't need in this area. There's other areas that are brown belt that are vacant. It's land grabbing at the expense of the community, and we're part of the community. We've been here, as I say, for 100 years, and we're looking for public support to fight this tooth and nail, really, because we don't want the jeopardising the future of these dogs. We've got a lot of dogs on this site. And where would they go if it gets flattened? You know, you've got nearly 500 dogs. They're not going to be able to go in a centre, and we're looking at possibly euthanasia. We don't want that for any dog. So, you know, we're really quite keen to fight this, not only for our dogs, but for the area, because it is a community service. We have people coming down to Duke of Edinburgh scheme for their children. We have special needs groups. We have people that are lonely, that are elderly, that can't have a dog at that time in their life. People that, you know, they don't get permission of the landlord to have a dog and they miss having a dog. People with allergies like to come down and walk greyhounds because they don't have much fur. They tend to be good with people with allergies. And people that are scared of dogs, or their children are scared of dogs, and they like them to get used to dogs that are not going to be boisterous, because they're not. They're very gentle dogs. They haven't seen a lot in life because obviously they've been working dogs, but they're great companion dogs. And, you know, we're known in the area for the dogs. People love to see them walking in the area. And obviously other people walk their dogs too that are in the area. That would go. And it's a facility for everybody, really. We have dog walking every day, public dog walking. And obviously we're a homing centre, so it's a bit of both, really. But either way, we need the support of the public. And the public do support us, and we'd like them to support us in fighting this application if it goes forward.
Yeah, I have walked my dog down that lane quite a few times, and it is a gorgeous place to go for a walk, a beautiful scenery as well. What was your initial reaction to the idea of up to 90 homes on the site?
I was quite shocked, actually, because, as I say, it had gone through on Christmas Eve, the environmental impact assessment request, and obviously we didn't know about it. But I was shocked because it's such a nice area, as you say. It's a lovely country walk, and, you know, 90 homes, that would be a minimum of 180 cars, a lot of traffic on that road. There's no transport links. There's no schools nearby. I mean, there's a bus that goes 1 hour, but it's for the elderly people from Whiteley Village, and it stops, I think, about 6 o'clock in the evening. There's no real facilities there. The drains are not on the main drain. There'd be a lot of things to consider. There's no lighting. The lane is a narrow country lane. It would all get spoiled, and it would be an urbanised, flattened area. And, we've got a lovely golf club at the top of the lane as well. I'm sure they wouldn't like, having people, blocking the pathway for their people to leave the golf club, because that's the way they come out of the golf club, and in their small numbers. But we're talking about a country lane that would become an urban area, and it would be a great loss, not only to us, obviously it would be absolutely terrible for us, but also for the area. I think the community are obviously quite upset already. We've had a very good response already to people objecting to the environment at the environmental impact assessment stage.
Well, that's my next question. How important is the Burhill Kennel site to the community and to the character of Hersham and the surrounding area?
Well, I think we have been part of Hersham for 100 years, and people know us as the Hersham Hounds, although our official charity name is Wimbledon Greyhound Welfare. We're self-funding. We need support from the community, and we do meet and greets. We have events here. We go to Sandown Park in the area and Kempton Park, and we always have a lot of people supporting us in terms of not only helping with fundraisers, but also baking cakes, helping at events, helping walk the dogs every day, take them on fosters. And we have special groups, special needs groups that come down. We have people that are frightened of dogs coming down that can get used to dogs that are gentle, and they're not the sort of dogs that are boisterous. They're very gentle, relaxed dogs. So it's nice for them to gradually get used to dogs. We get people with allergies, as I say. And also people that miss having a dog, because they can't have a dog anymore, either because of age or because of infirmity, or that they can't get permission for a dog in their residence. So all in all, I think we help the community with mental health issues. When we look back at COVID not so long ago, people were desperate for green spaces like this. And I think we're forgetting that. It's so important to mental health, as is dog walking. And that does help people that come down. They tell us all the time it makes all the difference to their lives to come down and have a routine and make a dog happy, and the dog helps them, because they're very intuitive dogs, but especially these dogs, they're great companion dogs. And I think we do have an impact on the community in that regard, and it supports as well. We have Duke of Edinburgh children coming along, and for the bronze, gold or silver, and we welcome every aspect of the community, and I hope we give back as much as we receive.
Well, how can the local community help support your campaign?
The best way the local community can support us is helping when it gets to the planning stage, where we can put forward objections, making sure they look at how it's going to affect the community as a whole and the environment. It's really important. I mean, and wording it in a way that, it shows that it's going to have a drastic impact on the community, because once they start these type of developers move into areas like this, you will have no green areas left for people to go for walks and horse riding, cycling, all the things that we like to do in country areas. It would decimate the wildlife. And so we want to make sure that people put forward their views and how it will affect them, having lots of traffic on the road. Having an area suddenly urbanised, needing lots of different services, and being basically a London suburb rather than a beautiful Surrey village where the community helps each other. And I think we'd lose that community spirit too, and we don't want to lose that.
Are there alternative locations for the rescue centre, or is this site essential?
This site's essential, and that's why we're really worried about it, because we've got a lot of dogs here on this whole site, not just our kennels. And where would they go? Their future would not be, it would be very bleak, and we'd be obviously fighting tooth and nail not to have any dogs put to sleep. But that volume of dogs suddenly made homeless would have a drastic impact on their lives, and on everyone else would be absolutely devastated too. So we want to make sure that doesn't happen.
And final question for you. What does Burhill Kennels mean to you personally and to the greyhounds you care for?
Burr Hill Kennels has been here 100 years. We're known in the area as the Hersham Hounds. People love to see the greyhounds walking up and down the lane. They come down to walk and support us at events. I'm passionate about what I do. So are my team. We work long hours here. It can be cold, it can be damp, but the dogs need us, and people need the dogs as well. You know, we've had a big effect, I think, on people in the area. We've had lovely letters, and not only just because of what's happening now, but throughout the time we've been here. We have a lot of support. People love hearing the dogs sing. They don't tend to bark, greyhounds, they tend to sing. And I remember one lady a few years ago when her husband passed away, and she was very lonely, and she said the one thing that cheered her up on a grey, dismal day was hearing the Hersham hounds sing. And she asked when her funeral was arranged that she didn't have flowers, but she had donations sent to the Hersham hounds. And I think that sort of epitomizes what people think of us in the area. We do have a lot of support. We hope we give a lot back as well. We try to, and we get involved in community events locally, and that's why we're known as the Hersham Hounds, although the official name of the charity was Wimbledon Greyhound Welfare, because we were formed when the Wimbledon Stadium was in existence. But we love Hersham, and we don't want to move from Hersham. And it'd be very difficult to get somewhere where we would be able to house that number of dogs. And we want to stay in Hersham. We feel we're part of Hersham, and this is where we need to stay. And we hope we get the public support to help us do that for the dog's sake as well as the community. If anyone wants to look at our website, it's hershamhounds.org.uk. And they're welcome to get in touch with us if they want to help in any way they can. Not only with this campaign, but they want to come walking, sponsoring a dog, even homing a dog, helping at events, baking a cake, all these sorts of things that communities are important in helping us with. We always embrace that type of support, but especially now the support to keep the kennels going, to make sure the green belt is kept safe and the wildlife is kept safe, and that we have a proper country road and a proper country area, and we remain at Hersham Village and not an urban area of London, out of London.